Good morning. It's June 16th, and welcome to Doing Life, Daily Devotions for Finding Peace in Stressful Times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's title is Legal U-Turn. Trust in the Lord and do good. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him. Do not fret. It only causes harm. Psalm 37, 3-8. One of the very most powerful men in the world pulled off to the side of the road for safety. He was crying so hard that his tears were compromising his vision on that dark August night in 1973. The man was an attorney, a former U.S. Marine. He was a tough, take-no-prisoners, be-sure-to-return-fire kind of guy. He was a man whose entire life was ruled by the belief that the ends justified the means. He also happened to be the recently fired White House special counsel to President Richard Nixon, and the Watergate scapegoat for the infamous gang of Nixon's inner circle, which included Haldeman, Ehrlichman, and Dean. Chuck Colson was as low as you could get. The incredibly intelligent, industrious, and overwhelmingly ambitious young superstar with the Ivy League pedigree, the former Marine turned honors graduate from George Washington Law School, then the dirty tricks wizard of Richard Nixon's ascension to the presidency, was in the midst of a spectacular fall from the pinnacle of power. Hounded by the press as the secret Nixon Oval Office tapes were sought, Colson had stopped into the home of Tom Phillips, whom he had met a few years previously when his law firm had been courting Raytheon. Phillips had told him then that he had accepted Christ, and it had radically changed his life. Colson was skeptical then, and skeptical this time, until Phillips talked with him about C.S. Lewis's Mere Christianity, with its irrefutable logic, and read aloud chapter 8, quote, the great sin of pride, unquote. Colson found himself filled with shame as he heard a description of his prideful, ruthless, self-righteous self in those words. Phillips took him through Psalm 37, and then prayed with him. Colson recalls an energy flowing into him suddenly and identifiably while his friend prayed. He felt a wave of emotion that brought him to tears. Phillips gave him his copy of Mere Christianity and told him to expect a call from a friend of his named Doug Coe. Then he left. It was after his sobs became uncontrollable that he pulled over to the shoulder. And there he prayed, God, I don't know how to find you, but I'm going to try. I'm not much the way I am now, but somehow I want to give myself over to you. He related the above to Eric Metaxas, his longtime friend and biographer. I hadn't accepted Christ. I didn't know who he was. My mind told me it was important to find out first, to be sure that I knew what I was doing. Only something that night came into me and urged me to surrender to what or whom I didn't know. From Seven Men, Eric Metaxas, Chapter 7. He told only Patty, his wife, and in the coming weeks, he read voraciously, as he would his entire life. He took notes throughout Mere Christianity. Then several weeks later, in an isolated cottage on the coast of Maine, he asked Christ into his life. The rest, as they say, is history. Chuck Colson was convicted of felonies related to Watergate and sentenced to 3 years in federal prison. Prior to incarceration, he was befriended by a group of powerful men in Washington, all of whom belonged to a Christian men's group called simply The Fellowship. Contacts from there and repeated epiphanies in prison led him to the understanding that God had a greater purpose for him. One night after parole was denied and his son was arrested on a drugs charge, Carlson was convinced by one of his fellowship friends to literally turn all of his problems over to God. Chuck prayed a prayer of thanks and praise to the Lord for leaving him in prison, for losing his license to practice law, even for his son's arrest, knowing that God had a higher purpose. Colson tells Metaxas that this simple prayer changed everything from that point onward. Not coincidentally, in his opinion, the hard-nosed judge that had sentenced him to the maximum decided to commute his sentence to time served, and he was released only days later. Colson went on to dedicate the next 4 decades of his life to the nurturing of his prison fellowship ministries. The program spread worldwide to more than 100 countries and hundreds of thousands of participants and volunteers. Colson went on to be a much sought-after evangelical speaker. He authored many books, including Born Again, How shall we live? Loving God, the good life, the body, the faith, and many others. His radio program, Breakpoint, had 8 million listeners daily. He founded the well-known Angel Tree to get Christmas presents to families of prisoners, the Justice Fellowship, devoted to criminal justice reform, ECT, or Evangelicals and Catholics Together, promoting understanding and teamwork in missions, Inner Change, in Texas prisons with the help of his friend President George W. Bush to ease reentry into society, and the Center for Christian Worldview, to teach the only perspective that Colson knew could rescue and make sense of a hurting world. The list actually goes on and on. Chuck Colson passed away in 2012. He was a modern-day Saul to Paul transformation, going from amoral, prideful, bully, to humble, loving servant, who dedicated the rest of his life to improving the lives of societies forgotten and bringing them the joy and peace of Christ. Next time you think you aren't good enough, or moral enough, or smart enough, or life has got you too far down, remember Chuck Colson. The last words he wrote were, "I want my funeral to be joyful. I don't want people to be sad because I believe with every ounce of conviction that death is a homecoming. It's the accumulation of life. It's a celebration." Never give in. Never, 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 in nothing great or small, large or petty, never give in, except to convictions of honor and good sense. Charles Colson. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Let the Holy Spirit help us be bold enough to literally turn everything over to you. How our lives could change if we only would. Thank you, Lord, for your servant Chuck Colson, who showed us that no matter how far we are from you, we can make a legal U-turn, accept your gracious gift of Christ's forgiveness, and get our lives back on track. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.